In today's Mishnah, when the second and third mission from the second Perek Masechta Avot, the mission begins. Rabban Gamliel, beno shel Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi Omer. Rabban Gamliel, who is the son of Yehuda HaNasi, who we mentioned in the previous mission, he said, Yafet Talmud Torah im Derech Eretz. The Torah itself goes well, is good, along with Derech Eretz. Now, the discussion is exactly what Derech Eretz is. One understanding is it refers to work, simple work, malafa. It's important to have the two together. Another understanding is not necessarily derech eretz in terms of work, but rather it's commonly understood as being derech as meaning good midot. And you'll see how the continuation Mishnah supports both of these understandings. Now, why is it important to have them together? That's shegiat shnehem mishkachat avon, that the exertion in both these realms, the Talmud Torah and derech eretz, which way you want to do it, that causes one to forget sin. So the way the Baal Tanura understands it, that derech eretz means work. He explains that simply by exhausting one through Torah, that weakens the koach of an individual, and malacha breaks a person's guf, his body. Through that, one's yetzer hara is weakened or even annulled from the individual. So through exertion in both these domains. Let's continue. The kol Torah she'ein ima malacha, but in Torah that does not have any malacha with it, we say sofa b'teilo, its end is will be lost. Why? This is based on the principle seen in Perek Gimel of im ein kemach ein Torah. If one doesn't have with what to support themselves, it's impossible for the learning to be sustained. That is because the Mishnah continues v'goreret havon, because it brings with it, if you try and have Torah without malacha, it brings with it sins, because how is someone going to support themselves without work? Either they'll flatter an individual to get support from them, or they'll end up stealing in order to have access to various means. Now you can see so far that the Mishnah, just to go back on the two different explanations of what Derech Eretz is. If we say Derech Eretz is malacha, the difficulty is what is malacha here? We've just said malacha. So some of Farshim explain the different types of work, but I'll leave that for your further study. And if you say it's actually Derech Eretz is not talking about work, but rather midot, then what's yigiat shnehem? Exertion seems to imply that we're dealing with actual physical work. But again, there's ways to answer these difficulties for according to both understandings. But we'll continue the Mishnah. If anyone who takes upon themselves to deal with the needs of the community or the tzibur, you should do so with pure intentions for the sake of heaven. Why? Because really, if someone thinks that what they're doing, the way Kati explains it here, that they're leading for the purpose of their own personal kavod, for their own personal gain, and they see the successes that they're doing as their own, that's not really the case. Why? Because the successes of the tzibur is really based on the merits of the avot, the forefathers. And it says, v'tzidkatam, and their righteousness of the avot, or medelad, stands for them, meaning for to benefit the tzibur forever. Vatem, however, one might think then if they've got the support of the avot really driving their success, then why even bother being engaged in the tzorche tzibur? The answer is that Vatem, if you do engage the Shem Shamayim, Mishnah continues, Ma'ale ani aleichem, I'll give you schar haber kilo asitem, as if the success of the tzibur was really a result of your work and your efforts. What's interesting here is, what's Ma'ale ani aleichem schar haber kilo asitem? Where the Rambam explains it is that sometimes what happens is when one's engaged with the needs of the tzibur, it comes at a sacrifice capacity to perform mitzvot. So he says, I'll make it as if you perform the mitzvot and I'll give you that schar. Let's now learn Mishnah Gimel. Mishnah begins, Hevu zehirim b'reshut. One should be very careful with reshut. What's reshut here? It's referring with authorities, meaning king for the government. And this follows a previous Mishnah we'll learn together. Why? She'in makarvin lo la'adam elu tzorach atzman. Because their allegiances, alliances, friendship seems to only be for one's personal gain. This is explicit here. The way the Mishnah is spelling out the reason for being careful is what was an explanation for this similar concept we saw previously together. And nirim ko'avim b'shat hanatan, they seem to be your friends when it benefits them. Ve'inom dim la'ad lo adam b'shat tofo, however, when you're in a time of need and it's not convenient for them, then they will not be there to support you. What's interesting here is that's not the only reason for concern. What the Meiri says in the very, very beginning, he says, when he says, be careful b'rashut, be careful with these people of authority, meaning even if you think you have a very good relationship with them, still be very, very, very careful with their kavod. Because the appearance of having this very relaxed and friendly relationship might again only be for convenience. And then if things change, if the way you're dealing with them might be actually be interpreted then as being insulting, and it can be detrimental to you. Those are Mishnah today.